This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
In the endless search to find common ground among Americans, a recent poll asks, what do you use your dishwasher for?
Not much these days.
Amazingly.
What do you use your dishwasher
Isn't that
for?
Crazy? Why would you ask that question? But 16% of people don't use it for dishes.
What are they doing?
Well, mine doesn't clean dishes.
Mine doesn't seem to either.
Okay. Of that 16%, 5% use it to dry hand wash dishes. They use it like as a pull out dish rack.
Oh, well.
Oh, I've seen that people do that.
Yeah.
They
I mean,
wash your dishes.
And then they, yeah.
Was it broke? Maybe it's, I think that I've seen that in like dishwashers that don't work.
Oh, okay.
Before.
I'll be honest.
So somebody's like, house.
You know, I live a bachelor lifestyle. So a lot of my dishes just get dried on my oven. You know, like it's got all the grates and everything, and like I can actually put like a plate and it'll stand up. And so when I'm hand washing and I need to dry it, I have like a plastic thing I could pull out and, you know, do all that stuff. But I just stick it on the stove top and it dries there, and then I put it away. But
yeah, my dishwasher is like a museum of meals past.
Oh,
or something, because I haven't unloaded it probably in a year and a half. I just walked away from like cooking at my house, and
yeah.
So you open it up, and it's like a time
storage.
Capsule.
It's just a storage.
What was I doing a year and a half ago?
Right.
5%, as you said, use it as an overflow cupboard. Do they store stuff in it?
Yeah, no.
And 1% cook in it.
Well, you can put a fish in there, right? Can't
well,
you put fish?
Salmon and lasagna are the top two things.
Don't Why cook
are,
in your dishwasher,
That's so gross.
That can't that? Be a safe. It can't reach a safe temperature.
No, I think it does.
It does.
I think
enough to cook
been,
a whole lasagna.
I don't know about a whole lasagna. I don't know about a whole lasagna.
I want to try some dishwasher lasagna now. We got a recipe.
I feel like it's just seconds away from.
It's all those
the water
the food the
getting
weird
in there
food stuff that.
There you go, James. Dishwasher lasagna.
Oh, they're just putting it in tin foil. This can't be good.
I know what I'm making for dinner tonight.
What is the benefit of that?
I don't understand.
It just cooks in the hot. Like, it gets much hotter in there than you realize, I think. Not hot enough to clean my
oven.
Yeah.
And I like to use my dishwasher to clean my dishes.
That's it.
What a concept.
I'd love to. Look how many people do this, though. When you look it up, it takes 2 to 2.5 hours.
Does lasagna take a lot more than that?
No, I don't think so.
Like, what time are you saving?
Are people only doing this to make TikTok videos?
I feel
it's
like
been around
it's
for years. There's like 2013. Like, it's been around long before
YouTube.
TikTok.
I've always heard you could like wrap a fish fillet and throw it in there and that it would cook it in there. Like, don't do it, but you could.
Six scrumptious meals you can cook in your dishwasher.
But why?
Exactly, Andy. Yeah. But why? Salmon, oh, dill, cool. Lemon, cream, salmon.
Can you imagine if you ate something somebody served and they're like, I cooked that in my dishwasher. I have to leave and we're not friends.
Yeah, that's it.
I could probably cook some hot dogs in there.
Cooking it in a dishwasher is simple. You set the dishwasher to a 50-minute wash cycle and you put your salmon inside.
I'd eat a dishwasher dog.
Yeah, I know. You could probably stick them right on, like, there's little...
The little things that can hold your cups.
Yeah, exactly.
You could probably steam some buns.
Yeah.
Dishwasher cooked vegetables is on here. You just put them in a Ziploc. There's lasagna.
Oh, that doesn't look cooked enough.
No, it looks
and
terrible.
It will never get the nice crisp on it or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, that's that oven crisp you need. I don't understand it, really. I really don't.
Set your machine on a 2-hour normal cycle and heat it dry for a deliciously fully cooked but non-browned lasagna.
Non-browned. Who wants it non-browned?
I want it browned. Eggs? You can do soft-boiled eggs in there.
Soft-boiled.
Not you quite
can,
hard-boiled.
Chuck, you can cook all your couscous in there.
Sure.
And ribs. Dishwasher ribs.
I got some ribs.
Dishwasher ribs.
People are stupid.
Yeah, they
just
are.
Add all your usual dry rubs. After you've got everything prepped, wrap it in foil. Stick the ribs in the washer so they stand up. That'll give you more even heat distribution.
Just a question. What are we saving on by doing this? Are we saving
Nothing.
On...
That's the thing. I'm like,
how much energy does it use?
Because you're using water. You're using a ton of water for no reason. and heat
unless
because
you're
it heats
running
it up.
The dishwasher anyway.
Which is, you can't have the soap going. You can't risk
it. Yeah, I think that's what people
you
are saying. They do it at the same
the
time.
Soap going.
No way. I thought they just put
it's
it in there
good.
With
no. food, though.
No, but you'd have to make sure it was wrapped really well. So
no.
This is getting dumber by the second.
I've got a roast going in the vacuum cleaner.
How many floors do you have to vacuum?
Probably about 3 or 4, but... You know, the roast cooks nice in a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, it's time for the vacuum chef with Andy Green.
Oh, it's dusty. Yeah. It's a dusty roast.
There you go. Chef. There's a lot of dirt in there.
Tonight on the vacuum chef.
Yeah.
Scrambled eggs.
Hey, I got a shop back here. We're doing ribs.
I saved 10 minutes.
Wow. I feel like you wouldn't. I feel like the prep time to ensure that it wasn't going to get water in it, it would be much more than just... You know, 375, throw it in there.
I just never looked at my dishwasher and been like, that seems like a good place
never.
To
Oh, I hate my dishwasher.
In.
I have a real hatred.
Some people
for
do it.
It
because the oven heats up your house, but your dishwasher doesn't, they're saying.
What?
And
people
others
are
say,
backing this up on text.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Others say you oh, do it Lord. While you're cleaning your dishes. You don't waste.
Oh, okay, that's so. Right. Oh, okay. Yeah.
No.
So you do it while you're cleaning
no,
your dishes.
No, it's dumb.
Yeah, that's very dumb.
Right?
Happening.
Well, I just feel like your dishes won't get as clean as they're supposed to because there's a lasagna in
yeah.
there. You know, it's
oh
going to take
God.
Up a lot of space of the juice.
They make designated
well.
Things to cook in mm-hmm. and clean things.
I've
in.
Got some cookies going in the dryer.
I think you can cook eggs by putting them in your pockets or near your genitals, right? Can't you do something like that? Isn't there
eggs?
Like
I'm
genitals?
On your genital
I think
eggs.
There's like a genital way to cook.
Yeah.
I thought they used to sell underpants where you can make your own soup. In your, as your, in your
we
underwear.
Did a thing about it.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that's it. Right?
Underpants soup.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
like I can warm a soup up to
the crotch pot
lukewarm.
Or
yeah, with your genital.
That's
heat.
So. It's, this is all revolting.
You imagine that? You imagine, that's worse, though,
that
right?
Is worse.
Like
that's
I
worse.
Serve you some soup,
right.
and you're like, "Oh, thanks, man." I'm like, "Yeah, I made it in my crotch all day."
Right.
Well, this is a great way to have a dinner party and not have anybody actually show up. You know.
Oh, yeah, let them know that
oh,
you're
yeah.
going
to... Dishwasher fish party?
Guys, come on over. I'm cooking some salmon and some lasagna in my dishwasher. It's going to be a feast.
Oh,
please.
I can't make it, James. Sorry.
Oh.
I passed.
Like, I can understand...
I bought all this extra salmon, Lisa.
I can understand some of the steaming things, like steaming vegetables. I can understand where your mindset is
so
at.
Good.
I know, but I can understand where your mind
pot.
Is at. But, the, but like cooking a
oh,
fish...
Oh, gosh.
And, like, making a lasagna where you just don't want the
unless
oven.
Unless my oven is broken. And
I don't know what would.
I don't have any other device
no
I can cook with
no
in
yeah.
my house. If I literally just have a dishwasher.
Toaster ovens cook things.
Air fryer.
Great. They yeah. do great. Outside
so
of that,
options.
I don't understand.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a wild choice.
People are dumb. So
but, I mean, to me.
Your dishwasher fish and your.
If my dishwasher can't clean my dishes, how's it going to cook a lasagna? Something's going on in there.
Who's the first person to be like, that's a good idea?
I don't know.
Pleat.
Someone said they first did it on extreme cheapskates. This woman cooked everything in the dishwasher as she was washing her dishes.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the two-for-one thing, because it just doesn't...
But to me, then that takes up more space where you could put other dishes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dishwasher, too, it's like, you know, I hit start, and then it'll be like, all right... We're doing this for 2 hours and 50 minutes. I'm like, wow, that is taking that
That's
is
a
an incredible
yep.
amount of time on normal to not have these dishes cleaned at the end.
Cook a full lasagna when it's done.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe now I just have to switch my mindset.
Travis Scott has announced he's going to pay all the funeral costs for the 8 people who died at the AstroWorld Festival in Houston on Friday night. He's also teaming up with an online service called BetterHelp to provide free mental health services to those affected. A statement from his rep says, these are the first of many steps Travis plans on taking as part of his personal vow to assist those affected throughout their grieving and recovering process. On top of that, Live Nation is giving out full refunds to all ticket holders, those who were at Friday's show, and people who had tickets for Saturday's events, which were canceled. They're also setting up a fund to help pay for medical expenses and mental health counseling for those injured as well. In other AstroWorld news, one of the people injured on Friday is a 9-year-old boy who's currently in a medically induced coma. He was on his dad's shoulders when his dad passed out from being crushed in the surge.
Oh, my God.
They both went down, and the boy was trampled.
Jeez.
Now, you may have read yesterday that the chief of police in Houston, Troy Finner, says he met with Travis before his headlining set, saying he was worried the crowd was too big and could get out of control. The report was that he told Travis not to go on, but that's not correct. I guess he advised him that if he didn't do the show, it could be worse. Mm-hmm. Right? They'd lose control of the crowd.
Yeah. I don't know how you control
50,000 people.
50,000 people in an open field.
It's too much.
Like how... I don't know.
Should there be a limit to the amount of people at a concert or something? It just is like there's been enough concert disasters. It's like the Alec Baldwin thing. It's like 2021. How is this? Yeah. How did this happen?
Right. I guess the whole thing.
How do we not have making a concert?
Let's just say they held it and stopped it at 20,000 people. 20,000 people in the right conditions will still crush people at the front if everyone's pushing towards the front. You know, that's what I don't understand is why is everyone in the back trying to get 4 feet closer? That's all it takes, right? Everyone just wants to get 4 feet closer.
I hope they touch the artist or whatever, trying to be seen by the artist or trying to get that, like, that acknowledgement that they're there from the performer. But I mean, hey, I saw Fall Out Boy at the Warped Tour, and when it got real crazy, you know what they did? Everybody stopped, take 3 steps back.
Is that what they said?
The song again.
Is that what they said? That's so smart.
Yeah. Well, that's come out a lot. You see a lot of that has come out now.
Yeah.
I saw a clip of Adele stopping her show. She saw a woman passed out in the crowd. Yep. She made people clear the way so medics could get through. I saw Dave Grohl do it at one of his performances. Like, there's a lot of artists that have stopped shows when they see something bad going down.
Like, Rage Against the Machine threatened to stop playing at Lollapalooza years ago because the crowd was smashing people up against the barricade.
Yeah, I saw the Five Finger Death Punch stop theirs, like, because a guy, like, picked a dude up and slammed his head down. And he was, like, made the dude apologize to him. And then they started again, but it's like,
how crazy are these Adele shows getting?
Adele's nuts, dude. Adele's nuts.
Died at an Adele show? That's like,
could you imagine you died at an Adele show?
That's unexpected.
You heard about Andy?
I died at an Adele show. I love her songs.
I told you actually, he doesn't. He was there.
This
he
was
supposed
Andy.
To meet
she
a
was
girl.
Talking to Andy here. This is what happened.
Hair is pretty thin. So, she looks great. She looks so good. Can the bill light?
Are you okay, Andy? Andy?
Help me! Somebody help me!
Someone needs to help him!
Adele!
Help me, Adele!
I want a new album!
Help him, Adele!
Please! Is anyone I've been crushed! I've been crushed! What? It's a tight squeeze on here, Adele! You're rocking too hard! Stop riling him up!
Stop riling him up!
He's gonna die! Help me, my legs! They're gone!
Don't fall, Andy! Don't fall!
Oh, no!
You'd be trampled by these big women.
Oh, there's a lot of large women around. Oh, no. Oh, no, don't. No. Thank you.
Oh, here comes security. Here comes security. Oh, they saved him.
They carried him.
Yeah. Kevin Costner comes.
Right, I'm like, thanks.
Hey there. Thank you.
Thanks, Adele. You're good.
Oh, that was beautiful. I love the moment when Adele saved Andy.
those chicks must get crazy at that kind of thing. Oh,
gosh. Right, because it wasn't like a big rocket out.
Right. Somebody was like, yeah, I gotta get closer. Oh, my God, I'm so glad we got these tickets. Charge! Get closer! Oh, no. There's bigger bebops than Rocksteady.
Jeez, I'm getting passed around.
Oh, no.
I'm in a sea of humanity.
I hope she stops the show.
Such a hard as all. I'm rolling in the deep.
Yes. I'm on PCP.
You wanted to make this show wild.
Been smoking meth all day. Ready for this.
You know what you wouldn't think?
No,
you wouldn't think that people were just going
to... No, but I mean, if Adele's ready to stop the show, like if Adele's ready to stop the show, why isn't another guy ready to stop the show?
I hear
and
you.
Honestly, he did stop at one point. He saw someone passed out and he stopped the show and it was like, hey, get that person. They got him out. But then I don't know if he just didn't see
the rest.
The rest or he just was like, hey, man, I can't worry about it all.
Someone said
I got a show.
Person at the Adele show probably choked on their gravy.
And that was- why did you try to drink the gravy?
Prices of these concert gravies are crazy. Two gravies, two double shots of gravy. Doubles for sure. Yeah. Put the turkey leg in it.
Yeah, so there. Lots of responsible artists in the world there, making sure their fans are okay.
Yeah.
Off to Texas now, where, listen, you wrong someone in Texas, they will shoot you to death.
That's what they do.
Generally.
I don't even think you need to wrong them.
Yeah.
You write them?
You wrong.
I think you can just be in Texas and you could be shot to death.
Well, a Texas woman who believed that her neighbor stole her bouncy house allegedly blew him to bits.
Oh, allegedly.
Here's the story now from KXAN-TV. Let's listen into this report.
Days after investigators took photos and sorted through evidence, Nora Lopez is behind bars facing first-degree murder charges.
They sound bang, 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 like that.
Henry says he heard six shots. He lives near where Lopez is accused of shooting James Traylor.
I didn't come out, and there wasn't no reason for me to come out.
Static 38, 8404, Dark Creek Circle.
The 911 call came in just after 8 in the morning on Monday. Police say Lopez and Traylor got in an argument over him allegedly stealing her bouncy house. They say she left him after shooting him multiple times.
Copy 38, come activation, Del Seaton, 12 minutes.
One neighbor tells us kids were even around while this all happened. Didn't want to show his face for his safety.
I don't want them around, gunshots, none of that.
He says regardless of what happened between the two, it shouldn't have escalated the way it did.
I don't want to see the world like this. I don't want to see people keep dying. They're doing things with guns that they can't change. It's going to live with them for the rest of their life.
Both neighbors I spoke to aren't surprised this happened, though.
It's a rough neighborhood.
Henry says he wishes bad things where they live weren't so common.
And I'm ready to go.
Jayla Washington, like KXAN forever? News.
It's like he's ready just to leave the planet?
I think if he gets shot, he gets shot.
He's very chill.
He's totally. Yeah. I'm ready to go.
He's like, it's a terrible neighborhood.
Did you hear him? He was like, I heard six shots. No reason to go outside.
It's bad here.
Are you worried for your life, sir?
To go outside. I thought of bouncy house, and then it's like I heard the gunshots, and I was just like, figures.
A lot of crime around here, though, so you must be terrified.
It's a bad neighborhood.
You worried?
I mean, no more than any other situation. Been living here quite some time.
You seem like a man who's ready to die.
Yeah, that is the case.
Maybe he's been through some stuff, right? He's been through some stuff.
Yeah. Well, did you see him? He's been through some stuff.
He didn't grab his teeth for the news.
No.
Oh, you're right. Yeah,
no.
That's true.
There's no time in this neighborhood.
Fancy fire, my thing. For your news broadcast.
Neighborhood scary. Very scary.
I heard shot for like a bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. There was no reason to go out there. Check on it. Just more bullets.
Super cop. I wish I could be that cop.
Me too.
Yeah, I'd love to be that.
I wonder if anything's helping.
Maybe.
I wonder if anything is keeping him on the level.
Possibly. Another moron making headlines. This time it's a moron in Iowa where... What did I say? Iowa?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I thought I said it wrong. I'm questioning myself. Anyway.
Iowa.
He tried to light a bug on fire on a futon and set the whole apartment building ablaze.
Oh, big problem in Iowa.
So many deaths.
Bug futon fires, number one cause of death. Here's the story from KCCI-TV.
That this fire started when a resident attempted to kill a bug on a futon. That resident attempted to light the bug on fire, and then the futon, quote, lit up like a tinderbox. Now, ServPro was on hand cleaning up the mess inside early this morning. Now, everybody was able to make it out alive. No injuries to report either. Seven units have been cleared, and residents still aren't allowed inside. So several people are still displaced this afternoon. One of those displaced residents was surprised when I told him the cause of the fire.
Honestly, when I heard that, I thought the person was didn't use his brain. I'm not going to use insults. He didn't use his brain because a normal person would have just grabbed a shirt, you know, and just...
A shirt?
Kick the bug or whatever. Not fire. Like, this is wood inside of the apartment, you know. Everything would catch fire and this is opaque.
He was so concerned with saying something like calling that guy an idiot. Yeah. But then...
He
killed the effing bug. Grab a t-shirt. Who would grab a t-shirt? I would never grab a t-shirt.
Grab a t-shirt to kill a bug on your
front lawn. I kill a man, he bugs with my shirt.
The craziest looking guy, too.
This shirt has killed the five bugs.
Honestly, when I heard that, I thought the person was didn't use his brain. I'm not going to use insults. He didn't use his brain because a normal person would have just grabbed a shirt, you know, and just kick the bug or whatever. Not fire. Like, this is wood inside of the apartments, you know. Everything will catch fire and this is all place.
He makes a good point.
I mean, he does. But a shirt is just not what I would go for.
No.
I guess that's the most terrifying thing about living in an apartment is that you don't know
if
there's someone there that doesn't have a brain.
Yep. You don't know the idiots around you. And you may know the idiots around you, but you hope they don't burn the place down by trying to kill a bug in a futon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to make it out to the porch if things start getting smoky.
Yeah.
Have your escape plan.
I can't fit out any windows or anything.
Get to the porch.
Get to the porch.
Sleep close to the porch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. The idiot criminal of the day.
We're off to Kalamazoo, Michigan for today's idiot criminal. A man was arrested in Kalamazoo yesterday after he robbed two banks on his bicycle. You don't see that a lot.
No, you don't.
Two banks in the 100 block of East Michigan Avenue in downtown Kalamazoo.
They had to be close.
Each robbed about 12:45 in the afternoon. They were able to call 911 right away and provide a detailed description of the suspect. When officers arrived, a 27-year-old guy was fleeing the scene on his bicycle.
Yeah.
He was quickly caught.
Sure.
Easy there, Lance Armstrong.
Pull over.
Where are you going?
Got his sacks of cash on his back.
Yeah.
The robberies happened while officers were on the scene of an armed standoff nearby. So they were there really damn quick.
Mm.
The Chase Bank and another unnamed bank nearby were both hit.
Unnamed.
Must be like a local bank or something, maybe.
But yeah, he hit two banks back to back and then tried to take off on his bike. If he hadn't have been greedy and maybe just hit one, maybe he could have got out of the way.
I think he would have got him.
I can't believe people rob banks still. It's the craziest thing to me.
It usually doesn't work out, but...
I don't believe it ever does.
No.
Nope.
They always get them.
Right. Only during the Old West.
Yeah.
So they
I think about those times every once in a while when, like, you would literally take your money and put it in a bank, and then some guy would come and rob the bank. And it's like, they'd just be like, hey, listen,
you have your money.
You have no money anymore.
Yeah,
it's good they got that figured out.
Yeah.
Now it's not your money.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
The bank will cover it. The slogan for Motel 6 is, we'll leave the light on for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the slogan for Econo Lodge is.
But punch somebody.
It's probably not. Our guests will stab you. Some guy was staying at a Motel 6 in Springfield, Missouri over the weekend, and he took his dog out for a walk. Meanwhile, a guy was staying at the Econo Lodge right next door. He took his dog out for a walk at the same time.
Mm.
Now, there's a fence between these two lovely properties, but the two dogs found a hole in it and got into a dog fight.
Oh, yeah.
The dog fight led to a human fight. The two men were able to separate their dogs, but then they started fighting, and the Econo Lodge guy stabbed the Motel 6 guy.
I wouldn't have known who to put my money on.
I would have went Motel 6, honestly. I feel like the Econo Lodge is much nicer.
Is it? I put them right on the same level.
Really?
I think
Motel 6. Motel 6 to me is like where you go to cook drugs.
Motel 6, where you go to cook drugs.
That's why the light's on.
That's why the light's on.
We'll leave the light on so you can cook your drugs.
Right.
Yeah, Econo Lodge is like, I feel like you're looking for a deal, and you still might cook some drugs, but you've got actual business to attend to.
It is possible that the Motel 6 guy was kicking this guy's ass, so then he pulled out.
Until there was a weapon involved.
Yeah, so he pulled out a weapon because he needed to. Because he's, living the cushy Econo Lodge lifestyle.
I'm going to see if we can find these side by side and make a judgment from there.
Can you believe they were actually in Springfield, Missouri?
I know.
No one is.
What a terrible thing.
If this is right
see,
next
look how
to,
nice the Econo Lodge
is. Yeah, look
is.
At that. Gorgeous.
Maybe this isn't the one, though.
Floor-to-ceiling windows.
That's right incredible. In the, yeah.
Quite a lobby lease. You're yeah. right. Uh-huh. Quite a lobby. Uh-huh. But is it right next to a...
Oh, there's the Motel 6.
Let's see what Click the Motel on that. 6 looks like.
Andy's right.
Oh, yeah. Andy you're right, Andy. I'll give right. it to you. At least in this situation, the Econo Lodge looks
universal.
Much nicer yeah. than the Motel 6.
I just feel like if you've been missing and you were last seen at an Econo Lodge, they're going to go check it out. I feel like at a Motel 6, you just go with the rest of the papers.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, well, what, have, do you expect us to find him?
He was at a Motel 6. He's dead.
He's gone. He's,
he's completely dead.
He's ground up.
So, yeah, the Econo Lodge guy stabbed the Motel 6 guy, but the Motel 6 guy, he's okay. He was taken to a hospital. They say his injuries should be non-life-threatening. The Econo Lodge guy, he was arrested, but no charges yet, so we don't know any names or mugshot or anything.
Could drive right down to the Whole Hog Cafe.
Oh, there's so much in the area, Elise.
Yeah.
Actually, it's rated really good barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue.
Beautiful Springfield, nice. Missouri.
Mm, gorgeous.
There's 57 hotels here.
I was like, going to say, you could stay what. Anywhere.
Like, there's a dispensary right nearby. Econo Lodge. Best
Walmart,
Western.
Walmart right there.
Okay. Motel 6. Red Roof Inn.
I feel like Red Roof Inn.
Over Motel 6.
Yeah, I feel like Red Roof Inn is like a place where when you're young, you go to party.
Yeah, it's like always cheap rooms, mm-hmm. But
they were like nicer.
Yeah, it didn't look.
Like the pool definitely doesn't have as much feces in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where our pool has less feces.
Right.
I mean, that's I almost stayed at a Red Roof Inn once, and when we pulled up, Amber was like, I knew.
Oh,
it was years ago when the kids were young. We were on our way somewhere, and so we had to find a different place to stay. That's my only judgment.
Yeah,
it how's looked
that,
like
how's that local place up there? The old Drury.
Oh, that's a chain.
Oh no, that's a chain.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
I think a lot of Red Roofs became Drury.
Oh, see,
that's
the shell.
That's way nicer than any Red Roof ever looked.
Well, they probably...
They're a fan of the whole floor-to-ceiling windows.
They
there.
Do. Yeah. They want you to see beautiful Missouri, right?
Oh, yeah. I wonder where your view is. Your view is like the Glenwood Apartments.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's a lot to see. But in this case, the Econo Lodge guy almost killed the Motel 6 guy.
Yeah. Yeah, my money would have been on the Motel 6 people. I feel like they're naturally survivors.
I think in hand-to-hand combat, he would have won.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's just the weapon got involved, changed the game.
I love the idea of pairing people based on where they're staying.
Right,
like Walmart versus Target.
Oh.
I feel like Walmart.
Oh, Walmart wins the fight, right? Every time.
Yeah,
yeah, Walmart will win every time.
Walmart will win the fight in the parking lot, and then Target will win the fight in court.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Walmart guy's going to jail for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call. McDonald's
lawyer.
Versus...
Who needs a lawyer?
What even is that? McDonald's versus Burger King.
McDonald's. Oh.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh boy. Burger King will win the fight, right?
McDonald's.
So like somebody's eating at McDonald's and somebody's eating at Burger King. Who wins the fight? Who will be the victor?
Who wins?
I don't know. God.
That's crazy. I feel like the McDonald's person's going to out-crazy them.
I think McDonald's.
Yeah.
Plus you're going to be dazed and just a little disoriented from the smoky smell.
That's true.
At the Burger King. Yeah, I don't think you're going to have all your wits about you.
I was overcome by the Burger King smoke.
It's put Lisa in a trance before. Yeah.
It's put her right in a trance, that burger smell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think...
I like this idea.
Yeah. I know. Pitting people against each other.
We're going straight Roman Emperor.
Yeah.
Today, Walmart versus Target. Comfort Inn versus Drury Inn.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that I can see why the Econolodge guy won with the knife.
Yeah.
I believe, though, after personal experience of staying at one, the Knights Inn could kill anyone.
Anyone
staying at the Knights
Inn? No. Yeah, well, it is around. The one he is.
The one I stayed in has been knocked down, but...
I thought they were... Knights Inn. Were done or bought
there's
out
one right
else.
Near here. I'm sure it's lovely. Yeah, there's two in our neighborhood. Ooh, look at that one.
One star.
It's called a low-key hotel.
What does that even mean?
Like, it's low-key.
Yeah, I mean, no cops.
That's exactly what that means.
Wow. That means no
when
cops.
When it says one-star hotel. Star.
Mm. Yeah, can we click on that? I just want to... that's the nicest that pool has ever looked.
Yeah, that was right after they built it.
100%.
Wow.
I think they do have a cool logo, though.
They do have a cool logo. I remember being young and being like, that's like a castle.
That's pretty sweet. What's in the sink?
Listen, don't worry about the sink. It's where you're cooking.
Look at the carpet.
Now you're starting to see what it really looks
when
like.
When people are showing off their Everclear.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a bad... looks like there was a bad fire there.
Of course there was a bad
are they doing laundry in the tub?
Oh.
Probably.
That's a mauve tub.
Mauve, I have never even heard.
That's a...
Oh, there's
that. That's that color.
There's that dog right on the mattress. No cover on that mattress.
Well, that dog's even like, this is gross.
Yeah, dog doesn't look happy.
Why is Brian Booper shirtless in the review?
Brian Booper!
Brian Booper, what are you up to?
Why would you do that?
Jail. Look.
Needed a mirror selfie to send to the prostitute he ordered.
Yeah.
I think maybe he lives there because that's his Halloween pumpkin.
I think a lot of people, that's what this situation is.
Dude. Yeah, living at like the inn?
This is a living at the inn type of situation.
Ooh, that couch.
Jeez.
Ooh, I can't believe I made Amber stay at one of these places.
I'm trying to think of the worst hotel I ever stayed at.
I don't know what I've done. I don't know what's happened here.
Dave just hits buttons. Oh, man. I don't.
Yeah, I mean.
That was
mine. Was in Lakeland.
A Days Inn.
It was a Days Inn in Lakeland, and it was absolute tragedy.
Days Inn was
I think they knocked it down.
Sketched out.
Someone said there's a Knights Inn near them, and it's a legit death trap. Legit.
Yeah. Yep. The ones that always shock me, so I took a different way home yesterday because there's some construction, and I'm going down like a normal road, and it's those motels that are on like a normal road in the middle of a town that like no one would ever, why would you ever want to go there? And it's like the Sunshine Motel. Mm.
Right, and all the little one-offs.
The little one-offs.
So many
like,
of them around here.
Like, what's going on there?
Oh, drugs and prostitution.
Drugs, yeah.
That's it.
Hourly sex.
Yeah. Man, like, it always shocks me how many.
That's where people go. They go to those places after jail.
Oh,
wow. Transition.
If they don't have any place to stay.
Well, the one in the corner here, they've got two rates always flashing on their sign. The daily rate and the hourly rate.
Yeah.
And it rotates between the two prices.
Yeah.
Yeah, hourly rate means that things have gone on those mattresses.
Oh, my God. Unspeakable.
It's just, yeah, it's just wild. Like,
you could probably wring the semen right out.
They must be a viable business, though.
Yeah, it has to be, right?
I mean, because there's a lot of them.
Or they're so old that everything's paid for.
Yeah.
So they don't have, like, I don't know what it is. Because, like, there was a couple that I passed yesterday, and I'm like, man, that thing must have been here since 1950, you know? And I don't know. There's cars in the lot.
I know.
There's cars in the lot.
I think occasionally a delusional family may stay there because it's a good price.
Maybe.
Right? Yeah, the Bryster could get talked into a motel.
But most of the time, it's just hookers and drugs.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, this is by far one of the funniest Amazon reviews I've ever read. A woman fell down a mountain. A big woman.
Yeah.
But she wrote an Amazon review of the leggings because even after she fell down the mountain, they didn't rip. So she had to commend them for holding up.
What?
She shared her review on these Raypose women's yoga running capri leggings. They must come in big sizes.
Sure.
Because we go down here to the review section. I'll show you this lady. There she is.
Is this her falling?
Yes.
This is her mid-fall?
Someone got pictures of her falling. So her hilarious review for a pair of indestructible leggings depicted her tumbling down a mountain without ripping them.
Oh, she's
in a sparkling 5-star review. She captioned it, "Order them now." Reordering the pants in every color. She shared 2 photos of herself rolling down the rock face while wearing a purple pair of the leggings, which are described as non-see-through and 4-way stretch. She was afraid to climb down the mountain, so she resorted to sliding down the rocks on her belly like a human loon sled.
Oh, okay, so she wasn't really falling. Oh. This was her way down. This is her way down.
That was her way down. She was too afraid to walk down, so she lay down.
Smartest thing she did.
And slid down.
She felt like Chris Farley in Black Sheep. It looked like.
She said, "My leggings didn't rip, not even a little bit, and I got stuck on rocks and trees on the way down."
I bet.
Her leggings were unscathed.
Pretty durable.
They're durable, all right. Just look at the hind end of those pants.
They managed to maintain that, first of all, and not bust
That's
loose.
Quality right there. I mean, it is kind of a great review.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Someone you said, know? "I hope the company gave her free leggings for life" with that kind of solid endorsement.
Think about this company right now, what she's done for them.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
It already had...
I'm thinking about buying a set.
This morning, her review had like over 15,000 likes.
Thumbs up.
Like,
yeah.
Appreciative. Funny for a review to go viral.
It really is. I've never seen it before.
Well, especially when it's good. Like, a lot of times you see something, you know, we talk about a review and it's like, oh, this place was terrible and this happened. That's how you normally talk about it. You rarely get good press.
Right.
In a news story like this.
If you want to see this woman's review, if you haven't yet, go check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Oh, it's so funny. Someone was just taking pictures of her. So her man is on the bottom already because he walked down and he's just snapping shots.
And you know what? That's how I go through reviews now. Just like we did with motels and stuff, I go straight to the user pictures. Because I find they're the most trustworthy. It's not just like a bot posting a love it, order it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You actually see someone using it or that kind of thing. I trust them a bit more. So she definitely did them a big favor.
That's incredible.
Someone else endorsed it later saying, "Mountain sliding legging lady was right. These are great." So she describes them as indestructible.
Oh, man.
Pants.
Hey, we're going mountain sliding.
Is that enough?
Other people are just recreating it.
That's great.
That
that's
is
funny.
The best.
People are recreating her slide down.
Need to get Chuck in a pair and have him pose on a set of stairs.
I
just put him on a set of stairs.
Yes. That's how I get down the stairs.
Like 3
sometimes.
Steps.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing.
That's really funny.
Yeah, well, now over 16,000 people found her review helpful.
I just wonder, would this translate? I have to imagine it would. Would it translate into more sales for them?
I bet. Because it got attention.
I bet it will.
Right. If you have a woman of this size saying they held up when she slid down a mountain.
Incredible.
That says everything you need to know.
Yep.
I'd have her do a commercial where she recreates the fall.
And I was like, animals fleeing the forest.
I love the idea.
I do too, Andy.
It could be a really good commercial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like right there, like I, at that at first, I'm like, oh no, what's going to happen to this woman? And then you realize it's all planned.
She's just sliding down. Because she was too afraid to stand up. But how her ass didn't rip open in those leggings going down the side of a mountain?
I don't know.
It does say a lot about the product. She's flipped over like an omelet. I can see
that. Yep. I think she was rolling.
Would you go down ass first or stomach first? I think as a guy, you'd go down ass first. You wouldn't want your balls rubbing against rocks.
Would not go on stomach. You would slide on your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd slide on your butt unless you were still up on your hands and feet going down backwards, like sort of sliding.
You want to see, too. Like
you want to be able to.
What's going on in front of you?
Probably just walk down. Probably just walk down.
Yeah,
walk down for sure.
Yeah. For sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah. A creepy video is alleged to show a humanoid figure staring at a woman who's standing outside a tent in the middle of the night.
Good luck.
This vaguely human shape appears to be crouching in the fork of a large tree.
Dogman.
A pair of bright spots are positioned where the eyes would be, making people believe it is indeed some kind of animal or contorted person.
Hmm.
There are people who thought it could be a cryptid, a word for creatures with no firm evidence to prove they exist, like a Bigfoot or a Loch Ness Monster.
Or Dogman.
Was recorded at a campsite in England about 3 in the morning. The woman heard strange noises and came out of her tent at 3 a.m.
You know what I'm not doing?
Well, you're not going camping.
No.
Two, you're not coming out of your tent at 3 a.m. when you hear strange noises.
No.
You are cuddling up like a little bitch and crying yourself back to sleep.
I'm waiting all night.
But then she started taking photos at random to try and get the flash to capture whatever it was. And that's when she caught this.
Let's see. Let's see what kind of horror we have. Is that a person in a tree?
Yeah, which might be actually scarier than a cryptid.
Is that a person's nipples?
You think you see shirtless?
I don't know.
I don't see nipples.
Okay.
I think that's like an insane person.
You see the head is up top. It's like looks almost like it's in a face shield mask. And then the chest is down. And I feel like that's the chest, Dave, and those are nipples.
You think that? Like,
no, lower. See that? Like, what's that?
That's too low to be a nipple.
I don't know. I think that it's...
That's under, like... No, it's like under the rib cage area.
Right. Maybe it's hanging or something. Maybe it's someone's
messed up
set
nipples if they're way down there. Here's some guy looking it over here in this video.
Crypto man.
Yeah, I don't know if we can
listen. With you guys, is what she caught, what turned up in the photo. She didn't actually see it. It was illuminated by the flash of the camera. This over here is some sort of a camper or an RV. This is obviously a tree. In fact, there's multiple trees here. And you can see something that looks out of place up here in the tree. I'm not claiming to know what this is. I'm leaving that up to you guys.
It's just a naked man in a tree.
You tell me what we're looking at.
You think it's
something
a naked man?
Something was making noise at their campsite around 3 a.m.
I don't see the boobs you're seeing.
I see boobs.
Like, if I were to see nipples, it would be like here.
Yeah, well, that's, to me, I thought it was what Chuck is talking about. It looks like that could be
like
some
boobs. Yeah, it looks like actually now, like, what I thought was a nipple is actually like a shadow of a boob.
I see a beard.
You see a beard?
Mm. I see, like, a fairly trim man.
Yeah, real thin man with a beard. Nude.
Yeah, I think it's an insane woods person.
Are they in a mask? Are they wearing something on their face?
very dark outside. She again used her camera, the flash on her camera, as a source of light. This showed up in the photograph up in a tree. You can obviously tell that's not a branch. It's not a collection of leaves. It almost has the shape, at least the torso, of a human. You can see what looks like a head, maybe some legs here. It's open to interpretation. Again,
he's standing on the bottom.
Know what this is.
And neither
was Mike.
You're
looking at it in different formats. This is the original photograph, and I've just simply made some modifications.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a man in a tree.
You know what, though? I don't want to go camping and know that there's that guy out there.
In the tree outside your tent.
I think that's worse than a Bigfoot wandering around or something.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because look at him. He's, what are you doing?
Like, that's scary stuff. Mm-hmm. That's scary stuff.
And she just, you know, took random stuff, didn't realize that was there even, went back into her tent. Wasn't until she reviewed the pictures that she realized she got something.
Was she by herself, or was she camping with people?
I don't know.
I believe she was by herself.
Why would you camp by yourself? That's the other thing. Some of these I like. Is that her boyfriend? You know, like, just because, Lisa, just imagine you decided, even if you are a camping person.
Mm-hmm.
Are there women that are like, I'm going to just go camp by myself?
Yeah, I do. I mean, have a friend that did that.
Really? That's nuts.
I've known of a woman that
that's
did it,
nuts.
Too.
I think it's...
I thought it was crazy. I told her.
I don't get it.
I thought it was nuts. But.
I bet you're right, dude. I bet it's like her boyfriend or something.
And they knew it would go viral.
Yeah. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. If you want to see it for yourself, you can go check it out there. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. We just posted it for you to see.
It doesn't look weird enough.
Does it look like night vision goggles, though, if it's a guy? Like,
I think you'd see them.
Well, what's that around his eyes that we're seeing?
Even I know, like I said, it's like a face shield.
Star Trek guy. Data?
LeVar Burton's character?
Yeah, Geordi LaForge.
It has like the...
Has the... he's blind, so he has those weird visors.
Right.
It reminds me of armor that people would wear in this video game called Metal Gear Solid, which is like cloaking armor that you would wear to like sneak around. That's what that looks like somebody's wearing. Even that, like the face mask, like visor type thing. Mm-hmm. I think this is a futuristic cyborg that's time traveled.
Well, it is possible.
Okay, there's that option.
It
as
is
well.
Possible.
It's just my expert opinion.
Yeah.
Jason, your wife has gone camping by herself?
Yeah, she likes it. She's a nut.
Yeah, that's not normal.
It was weird when we first got together, and she's like, "So I'm going camping," and I'm like, "Oh, like should I take time off?" And she's like, "No, you're not coming." I'm like, okay, so she goes for a weekend by herself at a campsite, and
just to get away from people and
me, and
you.
Yeah. Lisa was trying to be nice, but
not to talk to anyone,
get away from you. So some women want to reconnect with nature, but even as a guy, I would never go camping by myself.
Yeah, like, I could understand.
I'm too scared to do that.
You go to the KOA to reconnect with nature, but going out in the middle of the woods where woodsman might be,
I think there's
by
scarier
yourself.
Stuff out there just with humans wandering around.
Yes, I agree.
Because we did that thing one time where we talked about all that weird stuff people found in woods. Like, there would just be like stairs going nowhere.
I just saw a TikTok two dudes were wandering in the woods, and then there was like a naked guy sitting underneath a tree.
Yes.
And then they called the cops because they were like, listen, man, there's a naked guy. He's just sitting here. We don't know what the deal is. And the cop rolled up with like his gun ready. And then they were like, okay, he's just completely insane. And they took him away. It's like, how many naked people right now are just in a forest?
A lot. A lot.
Naked.
That story yesterday.
And crazy.
That dude in Italy who came back to stab his brother.
Oh, yeah. Right.
He was just waiting out in the woods in a tent.
For 24 years.
Well, not for 24 years, but for quite a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something I could never do. This guy says, I'll go camping by myself, but I always bring along a weapon.
I'll go to a campground.
Campground is
there's
way
a fire
different.
Pit, and there's like
sing-alongs,
showers,
s'mores.
Someone that could respond to your cries for help.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not going to go out there and just chill by myself. What?
No.
Imagine being somewhere where you could scream your head off,
and nobody hear you,
and no one hears you. Wow, that is just what a mistake,
or paradise.
Well, I guess
depending on what.
Depends if you're the craziest one.
Yeah, this guy said, I'd never go without my M4 rifle and night vision goggles.
That's another thing, too. Like, you're really going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Like, doesn't sound relaxing.
Yeah.
All I do all day is chop wood and just wait for the helicopter to show up.
Right.
When do you need me?
And when you sleep, though, I mean,
yeah.
How would you sleep?
I would honestly, I'd have to, if I was going to do something like this, I'd have to live way above the ground. I'd have to live in the trees. I'd have to live in the trees. I'm not going to be on the ground.
That's just Chuck camping we're seeing. So you got a picture of
I'm
Chuck.
Not gonna go, I'm not going to live. I'm not going to live on the ground when there's cougars and bears.
I don't know. Yeah, I would never camp unless like an emergency's happened.
No.
My idea of like... I'd like a lake house or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's a getaway. Style.
That's a getaway.
I'm like, wow, same thing. Yep. None of the naked, crazy people.
All the comfort.
Right. I went camping with my cousin. We found an old abandoned trailer in the middle of the woods. Inside it was full of dirty baby toys.
Mm.
Can you even imagine?
Yeah.
An abandoned trailer full of dirty baby toys?
Do you know how fast I just start running in the direction of home?
I just like if I was in the woods and I like saw like a building just out of nowhere, I'm like, well, I'm not going there because that's Murder City.
My friend took me to a place. It's this in Canada. It's called the Laura Gorge. It's like got some campgrounds that are there and it's a big gorge. People go, you know, boating down it, tubing. And so we were wandering in the forest and we're wandering all through everywhere, and we found an old cemetery.
Mm-mm.
There was like six different plots, like little gravestones, clearly just some family that long ago
died,
buried dead people there, and then the whole forest was just taking it over. That sucked, finding that. And that was the daytime.
Chris is with us in Romulus. Hey, Chris, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. How are you guys? Penis to you.
Penis. This woman saw something in a tree watching her tent at 3 in the morning. You had a story.
Yeah. So, you know, I like to consider myself an introvert. So I went up to the UP many times. Never really had any incidents until I went up there with my dog just about 3 years ago. We set up the tent. Me and my dog set up the tent. And then, you know, we have the bonfire, and then we're going to bed. And, you know, I'm sleeping, and probably about 3-4 in the morning, I hear this.
Yep.
And
you know what that was?
It woke me up. So, you know, I poked my head out, and my dog, you know, he's a little shorty. He wouldn't do anything to anybody. You know, he's kind of shivering and cowering, so I pushed my head out. And probably about 25 to 50 feet away, there was this naked dude just running through the forest screaming.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, at like 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, mm-mm. In the middle of the night. Yeah, what I could see, he was long. He was a long person, long hair.
Yes, one of the long people.
One of the long people.
And his strides were massive. It was crazy. Like, it was like some Slender Man kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
No, I don't like that.
But he was nude.
Yeah, and he was just going, screaming.
No.
I think that might just be mushrooms.
I mean, it's possible.
Are you doing any recreational drugs?
No, the guy, the naked bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, he was probably on mushrooms.
Yeah, he was on something.
All right.
He was probably at least a quarter ounce deep.
Yeah. All right, Chris. Thanks for calling in, man. Well, wait, hold on. But what do you do? So you see a naked, crazy guy screaming, running through. Do you just go back to sleep?
Yeah. You know, I popped my head back in, zip up the tent, and said, you know, that happened. Looked at Teddy, and I was like, go back to bed. So, you know, I laid down. I couldn't really sleep. But yeah.
I just think there are just so many naked people in a forest.
Yeah.
So many.
But why? I mean, it gets cold. Mm. Where are their clothes? Why are they nude?
They wear skin of others.
Oh, no.
Each of their tails is different.
Someone said, I got lost in the woods for 5 hours when I was 11. It was after a day of hunting. I screamed and fired my gun, and then I finally found everyone. But they said they never heard anything the whole time. That poor little 11-year-old will never be the same again.
No.
5 hours alone in the woods. JD in Tampa, you had a story.
Yeah, so I was running outside of a forest preserve in Chicago and came up and was jumping a log, and there was two dudes having sex right there.
Yeah, that's another thing.
That's another thing
you might encounter. The trails of Chicago.
Horrible.
You were jumping a log.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it was right out. Like, I don't know how they didn't even hear me or anything. I was just running, and all of a sudden I jumped this log, and there they were.
Do they freeze like some animals might freeze, or?
No, so they just jumped up, and I was like, God dang, you know, like, I just kept on running faster.
Yeah, yeah. That's encouragement to keep going. Yeah. Thanks for calling in, JD. You have a good day.
Yeah, no problem.
See you.
More nude people.
Told you. They're out there.
Chance.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's your comment?
Penis bombs.
Penis.
Me and my old lady went up north to go camping for our anniversary weekend, and she found this place on the internet. It's called Coopersville, USA. And it's supposed to be this old-timey, you know, old west town. And looking at the pictures, you know, we think, you know, oh, cool, you know, it looks cool. There's people there in the pictures. There's people and kids, and they're doing all sorts of activities and stuff. Well, me and her show up there. There's not a single person in sight. And when I'm telling you this place is horrifyingly eerie, I mean, I was freaking out, man. I thought we were going to go in somewhere and someone was just going to pop out on us and kidnap us. And
this place is horrifyingly eerie.
Yeah. All the people.
It was insane, man. I've never seen anything like it. It was weird, but I love the show, you guys. You guys are great. Listen to you guys every morning. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Chance.
You too,
man.
Yeah, stay away from that place.
Chance described it as horrifying and creepy.
God. Yeah,
very eerie.
Totally eerie. Josh is in Boston. How you doing, Josh?
Hey, not bad. How are you guys?
Good, man. What's your comment?
So I was out in the middle of nowhere, Maine, and I came across three abandoned trailers with me and a buddy, and the hair on the back of my neck has never stand out further.
Like, so you saw the trailers, you were like, wow, these are in such a state that no good can be happening here. Do you go and investigate, or do you stay away from them?
Oh, hell no, we went right in there.
Oh, you went in there.
And what was in them?
So I got to the front door of one of them, and it felt like somebody was just staring at me. So I just slowly backed away.
That's ballsy to just go and check it out.
Yeah, like the people of the woods.
Yeah, they're in there.
And I feel like three trailers means it's like three crazy guys have got together and be like, we're going to skin the next person that we run into.
Skinning and drug rape.
And then we're going to eat them.
That's right. We're cannibalistic as well.
Yep. Someone said, when we hunt in Florida, we find hobo camps all the time. We just back out slowly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
sure. We're okay, hobos. Hobos!
So you always got to have a can of beans on you.
Yeah.
There's the beans. There's our offering. Let us pass.
We've left the beans.
Don't let us go about our business, hobos. We're not here for you. Just take the beans.
Take the beans.
Take our deal.
We'll go in peace.
We have guns. Big old can of beans, hobo. That's a big, big can of bushes. Your move.
It's good to be prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you go camping, take beans for the hobos. Mm-hmm.
Always. Always have that can of beans.
So they come together for...
I think it's just they have a gathering spot. They know...
Comfort. Companionship.
They're far enough away from
the three trailers. I feel like they're
no,
drugs.
The hobo camp.
Oh, yeah, hobo
that's
camps.
Probably the safety in numbers.
Yeah, yeah. I think so too.
John's in Boston. Hi, John. Good morning.
Hi.
You had a story.
Well, that's not much my story. I actually just saw this the other night. Listen to it. It's called the Sierra Sounds. These guys back in the early 70s. there's a campsite that they've been going up to for years and years, and they've always been getting these weird, the old rocks thrown at them, whatever sounds, and they happen to record these, the oddest, almost human-like but not sounds. If you Google that and play it, it's the weirdest thing you'll ever hear.
And what place was it?
Sierra Sounds.
The Sierra Sounds?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is probably one of those ape, like an ape-like call?
No, it's not. It's not like anything I've ever heard, like other recordings. I'm telling you, look it up and play it. It is really weird. And it you can tell it couldn't be duplicated by a human.
Oh, they got him. They got him.
I think it's that first one there is the one he was talking about.
That's British Columbia.
Oh, I guess. Where did he say it was?
Sierra.
Oh.
Sierra Sounds. Sasquatch Sierra Sounds. There's a lot of different things. That's the only thing.
Yeah. Well, there's someone else that found a mystery skeleton in the Sierras, so there's stuff happening there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like weird noises, I'll tell you that.
Someone texted in saying, all you people investigating weird noises must be white. Us brothers don't check nothing out. Y'all crazy.
Hunkered down.
Like we what went is right that up to noise? The
doors.
Did you hear something?
And it felt like somebody was watching us. So then we quickly bolted.
Yeah. Someone said, a little north of Boston, I was railing my girlfriend up against a beaver dam.
Uh-huh. Who hasn't?
When this group of folks who were taking pictures of the fall colors came by. We just figured we'd keep going. They all left except for one old dude.
I like this. Now this is nature. Go on.
I was camping in New Mexico. At night we heard some god-awful screams.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't go check it out because was too scared. Turned out a bear was eating a live deer right near the camp. We woke up to the carcass.
Yep.
I'm better at the deer than you, though,
yep.
Right?
Every time.
Still want to hear that, though.
No. I haven't gone into the woods since the Blair Witch Project, which was fake, but sure.
Fake, but not. You know what? That's exactly how I think it plays out.
Alicia, what did you find in the woods?
So my family goes up north to like Ross Common area for a family reunion, and we go to this campsite every year. And I was going up there with my girlfriends on this random weekend, just, hey, I know this place. Let's go up there. It's going to be amazing. It's beautiful. We go up there, and we're in these rooms to check in, and we're just surrounded by people in the same clothing, same garb, robes, weirdness, and we're like, okay, there's some spa retreat or yoga retreat or something going up. Nope, it's 100% a cult. They did interesting sacrifices with I would call like human flesh alternatives.
Oh my gosh.
What?
And they were totally like not trying to do actual, like they were doing, like they were vegan cultists, I think, they weren't doing actual human sacrifice, but they wanted to simulate it. They had a lot of fake blood, all that sort of stuff. God.
That's unbelievably crazy.
As fast as possible. Like we were not in.
Oh, that's a smart decision.
No, because like if the cult that wants to chop up humans,
like simulating it.
Yeah, they're like just waiting for a human, right? Like they're like, hey, if we could get our hands on a human. Hey, welcome to the hotel. How you guys doing? Come on in.
And we found him.
Choppity chop chop.
Brendan in Boston. We're talking about creepy camping stories. You had one.
Oh, wow, man. This is awesome. Talk to you guys. So one time I went with my girlfriend and her family to Maine. And her family was been bugging the hell out of me. So I had to take my my little hammock and go sleep down the water.
Mm-hmm.
And at like 3 in the morning, I heard like this blood-curdling screech come from like the top of the hill. And I was like, I don't know, like, a couple feet from the house. And I just froze. And I was just sitting there in the hammock just freaking out, losing my mind. And
I had a buddy one time, we went camping all together. We were at the top of a mountain at like 4 a.m. and he swears to God, like he heard someone like call his name.
No. Yeah. That's weird. Yeah, that's what the skinwalkers do.
That's what they do. Mm. Listen to this one. While camping on an island.
Call your name.
While camping on an island only accessible via watercraft, in the middle of the night, about 4 a.m., I'm lying in a hammock underneath a tarp, and I hear someone call out, "Hello!"
That's not as scary. That's just a person. Oh, hey.
They're friendly. Yeah. They, hello.
He's good afternoon!
Still.
Right. Hello!
Hello!
Hello! Last place you want to be is a hammock.
Oh, yeah.
Not a lot of protection.
I can't escape very quick.
I'm as good as murdered in a hammock.
Oh. It'll take me a half an hour to get out of it.
Right. Yeah. I knock myself out when I flip over.
Yep.
Or on an island that you can't get off of.
Well, that's that's what it was. On an island that you could only get to through by a watercraft.
You don't want
to
hear hello in that situation.
So who... What?
I swam
that
here.
That is scary. Actually, that's a lot scarier of a hello than I initially thought.
Hello?
Yeah, random.
On an island?
Random island person.
I'm an island boy. Just trying to make it. Island boy. Woke up to a lady screaming outside. Turns out foxes sound just like a lady screaming as if she's been murdered.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard them cackle
they make
or whatever.
Horrible noises. Mm-hmm.
Jesse, you're a hunter. You've had a couple of experiences, right? What was one you want to share?
I had a horrifying experience. Me and my hunting partner. We were in about 2 o'clock in the morning on a nice cold February morning after predators. The woods were really, really quiet, which isn't that unusual. We had a predator call going, which... Some people get scared using them because you never know what it'll bring in. Usually they get scared because owls dive bomb them, right? And that's usually the weirdest thing. You'll have an owl fly past your head and it kind of startles you. We're sitting there and nothing's responding. All of a sudden we just hear something banging off the trees, but sounds like it's high up in the trees. And again, not the weirdest thing. Sometimes owls are chasing mice. Okay, we get it. About 20 feet out in front of us, a rock the size of a basketball lands. And I mean, it's a rock. And we kind of look at each other. We're like, what the heck's that? And we walk up to it and look, and it's a rock. And we look at each other. Now, it's a swamp to our south. So unless somebody had a catapult or a trebuchet.
Right, how are they going to do it?
Exactly. How on earth did a freaking rock that weighed probably 50 or 60 pounds. And I mean, when I say it was in the tops of the trees.
Yeah.
It was on the tops of these old oaks. So it's like, how the heck did that happen? So we're not new guys to hunting. We both looked at each other and about crapped our pants, said, we're done. And we sprinted.
I get it. You got to get the hell out of there.
You got to go.
Like that's like a classic Bigfoot type stuff. I feel so bad for that guy who's trying to tell us that story. And it's very, very creepy. But so we're in the middle of doing all this. And then Dave looked over and saw.
We're telling creepy camping stories, and someone's right at the window.
Yeah,
right
behind me. But they were bent down.
Yes, and
like
all you
doing
can
some
see.
Raking.
Yeah, it's obviously our landscaping crew. But
yeah, but like right now, like you can't see her, right?
No,
like she's but she's down. There somewhere, right?
It scared the hell out of us.
I was. That
no
scared
one's
me
ever,
so
no
much.
No one's ever in the courtyard.
No.
I looked over.
They're
and
not.
I
nobody's
just
supposed
saw,
to be right there.
All I saw was something over top of Andy. Like I couldn't even tell what exactly it was. Like there's a rake. Right there, right?
That's it.
They can see in here.
Yes. Yeah, they can. Just so, made eye contact.
I turned around and made like direct eye contact with it. I'm like, hey!
Sorry,
dude, who's just called in with a story.
His story was very, very creepy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not as creepy as our stranger danger.
Bigfoot threw a giant basketball-sized rock, but see, just popped right up.
Yeah.
She's on the ground, and then she pops up.
I wasn't ready for it.
No,
like,
we weren't.
No, not at all.
I saw Dave look terrified, and then I looked over and I was like, what's that?
Yeah.
And then I saw Lisa.
I saw all your reactions, and I'm like, well...
It's behind you, bud.
This is it.
Yep.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.